Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Another high-ranking military official in Bolivia has been arrested in connection with Wednesday's failed coup. Government Minister Eduardo Del Castillo said that former Navy Vice Admiral Juan Arnaz Salvador was taken into custody, in addition to Army General Juan Jose Zuniga, the apparent leader of the failed rebellion. Armored vehicles rammed the doors of Bolivia's government palace in the capital, La Paz, Wednesday. President Luis Arce directly confronted Zuniga and his rebellious troops and vowed to stand firm. He named a new army commander who immediately ordered the troops to stand down. The soldiers withdrew hours later, and hundreds of Arce supporters rushed the square outside the palace, waving Bolivian flags, singing the national anthem, and cheering. Zuniga claimed the attempted coup was an effort to restore democracy in Bolivia, which has been plagued by infighting between President Arce and his one-time ally, former leftist President Evo Morales. The standoff has paralyzed the government's efforts to deal with the country's economic crisis. VOA Scott Waldman spoke with Latin American service reporter Celia Mendoza about that aspect.
Over the past few years, the economy of Bolivia, which was one of the fastest growing economically in the region, has stalled. They're going backwards in their food security, economy, poverty, and all those elements have contributed for people to start getting anxious and angry about the situation of the country. And therefore, this claim could be plausible.
Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Asia to Africa and beyond. This is VOA News. The two oldest candidates ever to run for president of the United States will meet Thursday for a debate unlike any other. One accuses his rival of being unhinged and a danger to democracy, while the other accuses his opponent of being senile and corrupt. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston has more.
Biden and Trump, at 81 and 78 respectively, are the oldest candidates to ever run for president.
The left, will you shut up, man?
Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
Biden rattled Trump during their first debate in the 2020 race, leading Trump into what was viewed as a poor performance. Both Biden and Trump could be rusty. Trump refused to participate in the 2024 Republican primary debates, a decision that did him no harm, as he easily beat all his rivals for the party's nomination. Biden also has not been on a debate stage in almost 4 years.
That was Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. 400 Kenyan security officers arrived in Haiti this week, part of a contingent of international police forces sent to quell gang violence in the Caribbean nation. At the same time, protests over proposed tax increases in Kenya turned deadly. VOA Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariama Diallo reports.
Kenyan police officers arrived in Haiti Tuesday on a mission to help restore order in the troubled Caribbean nation. Meanwhile, protests over proposed tax increases that have rocked Kenya over the last 2 weeks resumed. Several people were shot dead outside Kenya's parliament as police clashed with protesters who stormed the complex after lawmakers passed the highly controversial tax hikes. Kenyan President William Ruto on Wednesday said that after having reflected on the content of the finance bill and listening to the people who are against it, he's decided not to sign it. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
The European Union is expected to sign a security agreement with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday, pledging to keep delivering weapons, military training, and other aid to Kyiv for years to come. The agreement will lay out the EU's commitment to help Ukraine in 9 areas of security and defense policy, including defense industry cooperation and demining, according to a draft seen by Reuters. Zelensky is expected to sign the pact at a summit of EU leaders in Brussels. International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. We also keep you in touch with social media, science, and entertainment trends. That's VOA's International Edition. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.